Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research and practice for those who are interested in the activities youth are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Mike Wilson. Today, our guest is Tiffany Echeverria, who is the Senior Program Manager in Community Investment with United Way of Greater Houston. Tiffany, how's it going today?
Hello. It is going pretty good. It's a nice, beautiful Friday afternoon.
That it is. We originally tried to set up an interview prior to COVID-19, and we sort of pushed it back a little bit. So our topic is going to still focus on what services you're providing with Out to Learn, but I'm sure they may have shifted as well during this particular pandemic. So for right now, how are you holding up?
I am doing okay. I've definitely lost track of time. I thought yesterday was the 20th, and I thought that clear until maybe 2 p.m. I sincerely believe that it was April 20th. I don't know what happened. But it was definitely the 30th, and rent's due today, so I'm glad I got things back on schedule.
Yeah, well, we're all a little confused and dazed at sometimes during these long days. So tell us a little bit about Out to Learn. What is the purpose for Out to Learn?
Yeah, so Out to Learn acts as an intermediary for the Greater Houston region to provide coordination of the out-of-school time space. And so what that looks like is a one access point for families to get in contact with after-school programs through the website. The website is out2learn.org. Under normal circumstances, families and community members can go online, put in their zip code, and find programs happening in their community. The same resources are available by calling the 211 Texas United Way helpline, where you can speak with a live specialist 24/7 and have that same information translated in over 180 languages. So typically when you're looking for an after-school program, you might really be left to whatever is being advertised at your school's campus or what's happening at your church. But this website gives you the opportunity to search far and wide, and you can put in the zip code for where you live, the zip code for where you work, in order to get your kids plugged into high-quality programming. We also offer training and professional development for the out-of-school time community. So we know that quality is a major concern for parents as well as providers who really just want to make sure they're delivering good content to youth, especially when it comes to interaction and engagement. So we run a quality process twice a year with also a really fun process called external assessment happening during the summer, which is just kind of an asterisk to know that it exists. But it provides the tools to providers to do self-assessments on their program to make sure that they are delivering high-quality services.
Well, I'm going to put on my parent hat for a second. It sounds great to have a resource such as this search engine to find out what available after-school and summer programs exist by zip code. This is better than the way we traditionally get information, which is either having to look it up on a website or flyers that come home from the school, which usually provide too much paper and we end up throwing it away anyway. So now it's great to know that, you know, the Out to Learn has this resource to help narrow down what types of services and programs are available. Second, I'm going to put on my professional hat. As a staff member of Case for Kids, it's great and awesome for us to work with Out to Learn with assisting out-of-school time professionals in the greater Houston area. As you well know, Case is also an after-school intermediary as well. We provide resources, training, and funding for after-school age students and after-school programs in schools, child care facilities, and community centers. We really appreciate and treasure our work and strong partnership with Out to Learn. Which brings me to my next question. Are there other initiatives like this in the state of Texas or in the U.S.? And if so, where do listeners have to go to learn more?
Yes. So if you are in the beautiful state of Texas and you're looking for someone who is providing services very similar to Out to Learn, you can visit the TexPost, which is the Texas Partnership for Out-of-School Time website, and you're able to see who all's engaged in this work. So Fort Worth, Dallas, Austin, El Paso, they all have their own intermediaries that do very, very similar work. And then across the nation, there are fabulous intermediaries who have really forged the way for what this kind of coordination could even look like. And that's including everything from Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island, to Chicago, to West Palm Beach, Florida. there are intermediaries everywhere kind of doing this work, a little quiet, but definitely extremely valuable.
Well, I will say, I think the out-of-school time industry is definitely growing and is becoming a mainstay in our society today. Right now, how is Out2Learn continuing to be a resource for youth service providers?
Yes. So in response to COVID-19, we actually were able to flip our website. So when you go to the website, it's divided into three categories. One link for parents and families to look for resources that can help them with some of the challenges they've been faced with, whether it's looking for rent assistance, utilities, looking for food pantries. We've posted some really great links of what partners are doing around the region. And then there's a link for after-school time providers who are looking for that professional development piece. We also host a quarterly meeting with Out2Learn, and so we have one coming up on the 19th, and it's going to be virtual. So you can click around and look to see what we're hosting or what other, you know, giants are doing right now in order to give PD to people on demand. And then our program locator, which typically you go to and you put in your zip code, you can go and search by program type and program by agency. So you can find virtual programs to plug into starting now, as well as we'll be posting the in-person programs that are going to happen once we see restrictions be lifted and folks go back to in-person programming.
Wow, sounds like y'all have made some great adjustments to make sure you can provide parents as well as service providers with resources that will help them during this really difficult time. So looking forward, how do you see Out2Learn changing and adapting to this new normal?
Yeah, so Out2Learn has the privilege of being guided by a coordinating council who is really comprised of experts who are dedicated to out-of-school time and might also represent a different system. So Lisa Carruthers, which you know very well, who's the director of CASE, she serves on that council. And we even have representation from the Houston Police Department, from Houston Public Libraries, from Harris County Community Service Department, and the Mayor's Office of Education. And so we all put our brains together to make sure that we are having a robust response for the out-of-school time community. So how can we support our providers through this? And so what we've really stacked hands on is that guidance piece that I have heard nonstop, you know, people saying, how do I reopen when it's time? What will that look like? What type of sanitation policy should I be adhering to? What should my ratio be? And so really trying to be a lighthouse for after-school providers so they know where they can go to get reliable, accurate information. And so we really think we're going to play a pivotal role in providing information in a local context for them, as well as the trainings that we know we'll all need to take in order to really get our own mind right before we start serving youth, but also helping youth process what this tremendous stress that we've all been under for the last few months.
Well, I can tell you've put a lot of time and thought and research on what's going to be needed as we continue to shift and as we continue to make additional shifts. I know historically the United Way has provided funding for community partners. Are there any upcoming funding due to COVID-19?
Yes. So Out2Learn is not going to run a process to directly address the effects of COVID-19. However, United Way of Greater Houston partnered with the Greater Houston Community Foundation to create the Greater Houston COVID-19 Recovery Fund. And so they have put together their own website where you're able to see the grantees and also submit an inquiry form so that your agency can share what you've been doing in response to COVID-19 for further grant opportunities. And so the first round was rewarded, and you can see the list of grantees, and then they're looking to run a second process in May. And so it's been tremendous support from the community. There's over $9 million already pledged, and it's been going to agencies who are doing the work, whether it's the basic needs, safety net, the assistance piece financially, but more to come.
Okay. And so even for our listeners that live outside of Harris County, they would have access to this as well?
Yes. So it does serve the 4 county service area. But if you're in a different state or even outside of the 4 counties, different United Ways are popping up with something quite similar. And so I would check their website so that you can plugged in.
And I'll make sure we have links to all of these resources. I'll put it in the description of this podcast so that our listeners will have access to that information. Any final thoughts or comments you want to leave us with?
Yes, I just want to share how truly inspired I am by the Out of School Time community. They really pivoted on a dime to continue serving youth, both through virtual on-demand programming, to scheduled meetups online, to text messages, phone calls. They've really gone above and beyond to stay in contact with their youth and deliver some type of services or mentoring. And I think that it's so beautiful and inspiring, and I'm just very grateful to be doing this work with them.
Well, I have to say, you guys with United Way, as well as Out to Learn, y'all have been doing some great work keeping us connected as well. And so we really appreciate all the work and all of the things that you're doing just to make sure that everyone is operating as smoothly as possible during these difficult times. Well, Tiffany, I really appreciate you taking some time today to talk to us and give us a little bit of an update of what's going on with Out to Learn as well as the United Way. And so I hope that you continue to be safe, and we'll definitely stay in touch.
Thank you. I'm excited to see you in person.
Same
again,
here.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day.
You too.